From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting.
Risky.
This is the sound of the House vote in the House of Representatives that voted on Thursday to prevent a government shutdown. It would keep the agency doors open through February 16th. But the GOP-written measure faces gloomy prospects in the Senate. And disputes continue over immigration and budget questions. U.S. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said Democrats should not hold up the legislation. But U.S. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the problem is the president and his changing position on helping immigrants brought here illegally as children.
The president created this mess, though, by essentially rescinding the DACA program and creating this artificial crisis. And they need to work with us to fix it.
The United States Senate has also approved a bill that allows U.S. spy agencies to surveil foreign targets overseas, despite objections from privacy advocates that it does not safeguard Americans' privacies. The Senate voted 65-34 Thursday to renew the National Security Agency's warrantless internet program, which inadvertently captures communications from millions of Americans for 6 years. U.S. intelligence officials consider the program vital, saying it has produced critically important information. The House already approved the measure, and President Trump is expected to sign it into law by Friday. For more on this, go to voanews.com. This is VOA. At 36,000 feet, it was a marriage almost made in heaven. It was the first such ceremony on a papal flight. Pope Francis performed a wedding for a steward and stewardess while flying between two Chilean cities on Thursday. Then it was off to Peru. Pope Francis landed in Peru on Thursday and had adoring crowds on lining the road for his four-day trip that will take him into the sweltering Amazon jungle to meet with indigenous communities and put him face-to-face with the president who narrowly escaped impeachment in December. Francis lived in Lima, arrived in Lima Thursday afternoon. 78 former U.S. ambassadors to African countries sent a letter to the White House expressing deep concern over President Donald Trump's reported comments referring to African nations as S-hole countries. The former ambassadors wrote that they hope Trump will reassess his views on Africa and recognize the important contributions African and African countries have made to our country. During Thursday's briefing, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the president denied using the vulgar word as reported. When asked about the letter, this is what she had to say.
Our relationship with African nations is much broader than any one alleged comment that was made. I think the people on the ground that we work with in the African nations know very well of our commitment here at the State Department and the United States government.
African ambassadors based in Washington are reportedly planning to meet Friday to discuss what actions to take in response. The World Meteorological Organization said Thursday that 2016 was the hottest year due to the warming effects of El Niño, while 2017 was the warmest without the El Niño event. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, senior scientist Omar Bador told reporters it's the trend that counts, and ranking warmest or second warmest is not the big story. The big story, he said, is the trend, and he called it alarming. The parents of 13 children and young adults have pleaded not guilty in a California court to numerous charges that they tortured and abused the siblings for years. David and Louise Turpin were each ordered held on $12 million bail after entering their pleas Thursday. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.